If you're new to Oak Mountain tonight, you just witnessed a tradition in our church. Every Christmas Eve for many, many years now, Lynn has sung that song. And Christmas Eve is a time of tradition. It's also a time of truth, but I'm sure every single one of us is celebrating certain traditions that we have begun in our families. Trees, decorations, cards. One of the traditions in the Flahart home is we like watching some holiday specials and movies, Elf, or Home Alone 2, or It's a Wonderful Life, or Polar Express. Obviously, one of the great Christmas season traditions for many people is the Charlie Brown Christmas special. Celebrated its 50th year a couple years ago. Last year, there was a guy named Jason Sorosky. You've never heard of him, probably. But he wrote a blog on a particular observation he made on the Charlie Brown Christmas special. He was watching it with his children, and he saw something he'd never seen before. I'm going to show you the clip, because Charlie Brown, of course, is trying to figure out what Christmas is all about, and he's frustrated. He can't find the Christmas spirit. And it's Lucy's little brother, Linus, who takes the spotlight and explains to Charlie Brown what Christmas is all about. But I want you to watch the clip very carefully, because Linus does something very unexpected. As you watch, this might give you a clue of what you're supposed to be looking for.
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
So Linus nails it. He tells Charlie Brown what Christmas is all about. But did you catch what happened? Linus has carried around this blue blanket, or one like it, throughout the entire run of Peanuts. There have been many times when Lucy or someone else has tried to free Linus from his dependence on his blanket, but all to no avail. Jason Sorosky, who put the blog on Facebook, and it's been seen now by thousands and thousands and thousands, noticed that something happens when Linus reads the Christmas story. He actually drops his blanket freely, without any panic. And I need to realize this is unprecedented for Linus. Let me give you some examples of the way he freaks out when he loses his blanket. He's looking for it one day, and it's Monday, Lucy says. It's wash day, and he's got to live without his blanket for a couple hours. And he says, having your blanket in the wash is like finding out your psychiatrist is gone for the weekend. And then he realizes it's got to go through the Rosh cycles. And he is in sheer panic. And then it goes through the various cycles. And you can see halfway through the first cycle, he's losing it. It's the rinse cycle. He's losing it more. It's then finally in its drier stage, and he has had enough. Lucy tries to take it away one night, and she says the first night without the blankets is going to be the hardest, and you can see his eyes bugging out. He is in sheer terror. And Linus finally realizes he really does have a problem. I'm in sad shape. He says, my life is full of fear and anxiety. The only thing that keeps me going is this blanket. I need help. It's amazing the timing of Linus dropping his blanket. I'm going to show just a brief clip again of what happened. I want you to notice precisely when he lets it go, peacefully and without panic.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not.
Isn't technology great? None of us is missing this tonight, right? When the angel, as he was quoting the angel saying, fear not, he drops the blanket. Jason Swarovski says he thinks it's the only time in all of the Peanuts shows where Linus does it so freely, without fear, without panic. The message tonight is we are all like Linus. We live in a world that's broken. We often experience it as unsafe. And as a result, no matter whether we're one or 91, we've all developed our own coping mechanisms to deal with our fear. As we age, our security blankets might become more sophisticated, but they're still security blankets. You see, we really don't believe that Jesus is going to come through for us. We have a tendency to doubt that God's heart is good toward us. And oh, by the way, that's really the message of Christmas. In Genesis 3, after God had created Adam and Eve and all was good and beautiful, they disobeyed God. And we find the word fear for the first time in Genesis 3, verse 10, where Adam and Eve, after they disobeyed, hid from God because they were afraid. Why were they afraid? Because they knew they had disobeyed. They knew that they had offended their Creator. They knew that they had committed treason against the King of the universe. And shame and guilt led them to a fear of condemnation before this holy God. And they hid. And when we go through the difficulties of this broken world and fears surface in our lives, because we are so radically insecure in our standing with God so often, rather than trusting Him in our confusion, we seek our own security blankets, our own coping mechanisms. You know, the most repeated command in the entire Bible is do not fear. When Linus quoted the angel saying, do not fear, for the briefest of moments, Linus felt secure. He realized that the God of the universe could be kindly disposed toward him. And he realized for the briefest time, if God was for him, then who could be against him? He realized that as the angel was proclaiming the birth of Christ, that God was revealing to the universe that at his core, he is good, he is kind, and he is gracious. And that even in spite of our sin, maybe, Linus thought, just maybe, we can trust that his heart is good toward us. And we don't need our coping mechanisms anymore. We don't need our security blankets anymore. Now, what's really sort of tragic is at the end of the speech, he picks up his blanket again and walks off stage. You know, it'd be really tragic if our hearts were touched for just a few moments tonight and tomorrow. And as we think about the goodness of God revealed in sending Jesus when we were helpless, when we were rebels, when we in fact deserved every ounce of anger that we feel we deserve because of our wrongdoing, God surprised us by revealing that he's good. And he sent a Savior who is Christ the Lord, a Savior, a Redeemer, a Rescuer, who can deliver us from the fear of condemnation before God. So that when life gets confusing and life gets scary, we no longer turn to our security blankets. But because we believe, even in the midst of our brokenness, that God is favorably disposed toward us because he's proven it in sending Christ, that we can say, fear not. I'm not going to turn to my coping mechanism anymore. I'm going to turn to Jesus. But how sad and tragic if we only do that for a couple days a year. And Monday rolls around and Christmas is over. And we just pick it up, stick our thumb in our mouths, and continue on the way we have been when our faith in Christ is low. This Christmas, I want every one of you to hear from God, do not fear. If God is for you, who can stand against you? If God at Christmas revealed that he would not even spare his son, but gave him up for us all, how much more with Jesus will he freely give us all things? Not just for one night, not just for one day a year, but every day of our lives. We can hear those words. Fear not. And the only place we go for security is in a God who's proven his heart toward us is good. Will you trust him tonight? The baby was born to die. But the baby was also born to live. Jesus lived an obedient life that we could never live. And on top of that, he died a death that we deserved. He suffered God's wrath. He obeyed God's commands on our behalf, so that as we put our hope and trust in him, we need never fear that God's heart has changed toward us. And no matter what confusing things come into our lives, Christmas is proof, and the cross is proof that we can leave our security blankets where they lay and walk with God in faith. Let's pray.